Welcome back to week four of Balance of Power, everybody. In today's episode, everyone gets eaten by an Acklay. So, bearing down on our party, watched hungrily from the edge of the cliff as Big Mama Acklay and her sharp teeth and claws. So, she right now has three targets, right? She sees Tara, Zeke, and Kes down a little ways down this hill on the ravine, and she just pitches over the edge and comes rushing towards you, fangs and claws at the ready. So she's going to move to medium range, and I'm going to move her. She comes rushing down, and I'm going to move her again into long range. So she's just engaged with you. You're still at long range with the babies, and she hasn't attacked anyone yet. So she's going to take a strain. She's pushes herself to just rush into where you are. You're all at short range with her now. So you're all in the same range band, and she's just like screaming, trying to get you to run so she can jump on your back. I think Zeke, you've seen like video of these things before, or it's in your database. You've seen video of them. Hunting. And that's what they do. They like come in screaming and try to get people to turn, get their prey to turn and run. And then when you run, they crouch down and jump on your back and then stab you till you're dead. That's what it's trying to do. It's trying to frighten you by being loud and huge and sharp. So it comes barreling down the hill, ready to attack. And now Kes and Talra, either of you can go in whatever order you like.
Okay, I'll go. I'll just start shooting.
Yeah, I am blasted. Okay. All right. So it's at short range from you. It looks like, and we have it arranged this way, but it hasn't picked a target yet. So it comes like rushing through, breaking branches, and it's kind of like you're all on a diagonal. So you're off to the side of it. You draw your weapon and you take a shot. So it has armor. It's going to help protect it. You are at short range, and it has a special ability called adversary that gives it an additional defense. So when you attack it, you're going to add two black dice and one purple die to your pool. Now, if you want to, you can aim first. So take a second. Like, what do we see? Do we see you just like snapshot your weapon like out of the holster shooting it? Or do you take it out and like point it for a second and then fire? If you aim, you won't be able to move or do anything else on the turn. But if you don't aim, you'll have room to do other things.
Okay. If she aims, so, she can also use true aim as well, right?
Yeah. You have an ability for aiming, so it's almost always beneficial for you to do that, right?
It says once per round, perform true aim to gain benefits of aiming and upgrade combat check.
Yes. Yeah. So if you do, aiming is your jam. It's better than the average person's aim. So if you do that, it allows you to take the aim action as an upgrade, which is a better version of regular aiming.
But we wanted to, we wanted to retreat, but now you're saying that it'll jump on us if we turn around.
That's what its tactic is. You don't know, like, it's still going to have to go in turn order and everything, but it wants you to run. And that'll signal to it that like, you're doing the right thing. This is prey. Come and get it.
Okay. Well, I think then for my first turn, I'm going to aim and shoot and not move. I'll just aim and shoot.
Okay. So on your side, add one blue and one upgrade.
Okay.
And then on the bad side, do one purple and two black.
Okay. Cool.
It's a close shot, but you're taking a second to aim. And we see the thing. You have a blaster pistol,
right? Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so you roll on your weapon. It's go to the weapon and then actually
thank
click
God.
The click the little d20. Yeah.
I don't see that.
It should be under combat.
It's weird.
The button it's in the middle of all the weapon stats.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, so. You fire at it, and I think you hit it. Like it's a perfect shot, right? You get like dead on, fire, hit it right in the face. But it doesn't. It just like jerks its head back and like snarls and turns its head towards you. And like on the plate over its eye, there's just like a burned mark. Take a point of strain, and you have the thing's full attention.
Not again.
Cool. Yeah. So we'll let that stand. It could have been worse. The adversary ability that it has actually upgrades the difficulty. So it should have been one black and one red, which would have been worse, but we'll do that for the next time anyone attacks it. So yeah, you hit it and it goes from the big loud, like shrieking display to the like, hey, what the hell? And like turns and looks at you. And now it's like, oh, you're the one I have to deal with first before, like maybe it thinks you're like trying to protect the others or something, but it's going to try to get you. Mm-hmm. However, someone else can go. Actually, Talra, you have to go, and then anybody can go.
Okay. So, regretting the way that he handled this the last time, Talra wants to spend his move action to get between Kes and the enemy.
Okay. All right. So, you want to, like, run in between it? What are you doing? Like, waving your arms?
Like... kind of like with... I've got a light blaster pistol, so I'm aiming... with the blaster pistol while moving forward and also kind of just wildly waving my other hand. Very characteristically, like trying to get an animal's attention. Like okay. I'm seeing that her shot didn't do much and that this is probably a really bad situation. Really hoping Gunner can get us out of this somehow with her tactic. So I'm going to try to at least waylay this a little bit. I'm going to druid kite it if I can, but we're going to try to get its attention first. And I'm just going to run out, stand pretty much right in front of her, a few meters in front of her, and then just take a shot right at its face.
Okay. Whenever you mentioned my tactics, could you include expertly trained?
Yes. I'm attempt to yes, expertly trained gunner's tactics.
This threat. All right, so Talra, you run out in front, yelling and waving your arms, and the thing like pulls back a little bit because there's a sudden like loud noise and like kind of like jabs at you with its claw, and it's kind of like it's angry and sort of confused about why you're making noise. Like it expected you to flee. Let's see if you can hit it. So your intention here isn't to draw its aggro necessarily. It's to you want to just actually try to hurt it, or
I'm trying to throw it off a little bit. Like it just hunkered down and decided I'm going to attempt to kill Kes. So I'm trying to like show it, hey, you know, she's not the only threat. I'm going to try to do some damage with my blaster. I don't think I know enough about this creature to take like an incapacitating shot or anything, like shooting at a knee or a joint or something. So I'm just going to try to do my best to just take a shot at it.
Okay, so you want to disadvantage it, basically.
Yes.
Okay, that's cool. So what you can do is you can either just like make a regular attack roll, or you can make a deception roll where your gun is just a prop, and try to make a bigger deal. You're trying to lie to it, right? To be like, oh, I'm a big scary monster too. And your advantage will advantage roll you can use to put black dice on its roll, right? To distract it and confuse it.
Actually, though, in this case, I'm a cracked shot with my light blaster. Yeah, I want to try to rely on that, kind of focus on that.
Yeah, so same thing. You can make an attack, and then your even if you don't hurt it, your disadvantage or the advantage you generate can be used to
penalize. Okay, cool.
Okay, cool. Go for it. So make a
how many what dice do I need to do?
So you need to add to it. You're not gonna aim, right? Because you wanted to get in the way, and yeah, you moved over to where. Okay, so you're gonna add in one black die.
Yep.
And you might as well just put one purple die because it's a one purple and then upgrade it by one because that's what the
one black, one purple, one upgrade on the
one right black, side. One purple upgrade. Yeah, on the right side, and just roll on your weapon.
Adam, if it falls into the ravine, will it not just like super swim right back to us?
The ravine doesn't have water at the bottom, but you can get it to fall, and then it'll take time. It'll be out of extreme range, and you'll have time to flee.
Basically. Will it expertly swim towards us?
Yes, it is an expert swimmer.
So. I kind of wish Adam would have been like, "Yes, it's now safe to tell you that it can swim right back to you, and all this plan is going to fail." Anyway,
no, it's never safe to tell you the plan will fail until it actually fails. Yeah. Or until you roll to ask if it'll fail. Okay, cool. So go ahead and take your shot there.
Here we go.
Oh, holy shit. Yeah. So, yes, take a strain from throwing yourself out there. But this is a very successful roll. Good job. This is why having lots of yellow dice is so useful. So you're going to deal a critical wound to the thing. Which deals one some shot. Damage. this thing's got lots of soak. So so it's going to take 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 damage minus its soak.
By the way, you guys see that roll? I'm coming for you, JP.
Okay, so it's going to take some wounds. Now you can make a critical roll. And then you can also spend your triumph for other stuff. So on the combat reference, triumph can be spent to, I guess here's the thing, you can do a crit if you want to, or you can spend both of those triumphs, but let's talk about what you can do. So with one, it'll allow you to upgrade the difficulty of the next check that the character makes, which is just kind of what you want, upgrade any allied character's next check, or do something vital, such as shooting the controls to a nearby blast door to seal them shut. Now, that only costs you one triumph, so you can trigger a critical wound and do that. The other thing with two triumphs, you could destroy a piece of equipment that they're using, but this thing doesn't have any equipment to damage. I guess you could like blow off one of its like claws or something if you want to not do a crit and do two, spend both of those triumphs.
So we know a little bit about how this creature acts based on what Z3 did. Do we know how the creature acts if it's injured? Is this the kind of creature that will go into a bloodlust when it's injured, get more angry and try to fight, or will it realize that it's challenged and take that as a threat and retreat? If we don't have info on that, that's fine.
Well, yeah, you could ask Z3 about it, but he didn't mention anything before.
Okay, so let's go with he didn't mention it. Can I upgrade my hit to critical and give an advantage to Gunner for her attempt at what she's doing?
Yes, yeah.
Let's do that.
All right, so you'll deal a crit. And I'll have you roll. Your weapon doesn't have any advantages on the crit. So roll a D100 for me.
Slash roll D100.
Yeah, slash roll space D100. There you go. Okay, 35. So the Acle. Let's see here. I can just enter it on the sheet now. So a 35 on the crit table means that. This guy gets...
Oh, his. Yeah, Gunner's a dude. Sorry.
35. Okay, so this crit means that he is stunned, staggered, and cannot perform action on the next turn. Perfect.
Nice.
Okay, so you... what does that look like? You stagger the thing and create an opportunity for Gunner, plus you deal it a wound. Where do you shoot it? What does it look like? How does it get staggered?
This thing is kind of crouched really low and staring at Kes as I'm running in. So I kind of get right in between it, and I'm holding my gunner or my gun out at full arm's length and staring right at it. And the second I see it change its glare to me, realizing that I'm now the threat, I shoot right for one of its eyes, its left eye, just right for its left eye. Kind of close one of my eyes, stare right down the barrel and pull the trigger.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so you blast her in the face, there's a blast of smoke, and it staggers back and is shaking its head. There's like blood dripping from its face, and up top the babies are like all crouched to the end. I say babies, they're still like huge. They're crouched to the edge, and they're making like loud, high pitched noises, kind of like these like chirping sounds, watching their mother get hurt. She's going to be confused, so she can't act on her next turn. So, you want to pass an upgrade to Gunner? What was your plan? Okay. All right.
Whatever he's trying.
Now, anybody can go, but Gunner, if you want to go first, you're welcome to.
Do I remember the size of the babies?
Yeah, they're like pony sized.
Oh, so I can't like pick one up and take it with me.
No.
Cut your baby.
They're not like hatchlings. Like they hatch at about like antlion from Half-Life size, but yeah. these are like adolescents. They're like just about ready to go out and start nests of their own.
Okay. So do we have a map up of the log or no?
No. So did you wanna spend a destiny point to conjure up a log there?
Yes.
Okay, so just go to your character sheet and do that. Hand over one of those destiny points. Now remember, because it's stunned, it can't chase you. All you can do is get into position and get its attention.
Am I close enough to it to attack it?
No, but you could do that instead. You could move into attack range because you're partway through a move. You have to either finish the move or go back the way you came. Either way, we'll put you in one range or the other. If you want to go and attack it, you could rush it from here. But
and is its eye damaged?
It's just stunned. Yeah, it's not actually like blind or anything.
Okay. No, I'll just keep getting into position then.
Okay. All right. So you want to move a little further away. You want to be in the medium band and you want to set up your log. Don't roll the destiny die. Just click the use a point, use light side.
Oh, I see it. Yeah. Okay.
And then I'll feed one over to me. Perfect. I'm just going to adjust cause that I think added two more to the pool. There we go.
Yeah, I was doing, okay. Yeah.
There you go. It's cool. I can update all your pools. So there you go. Cool. All right. So you use up use a point and you see, we see you coming out of the area you're hiding in. You're still hidden. And there's a long, whatever passes for like a log in this, it's not wood, right? It's like a big like stalk of a mushroom that's fallen over, two of the, like the narrow area of the ravine. There's maybe like, I don't know, 20 meters to the bottom. It's a pretty good fall. Yeah, and the log is between, like, you can cross it and then try to get it to come and chase you if you want. You still have an action because using your point doesn't do anything. So
Because I think that it might be better if I get its attention and then I cross the log, like, as it sees, and it sees me cross the log instead of me being on the other side.
Yeah. So you want to just, like, shout and, like, get its attention and try to get it to chase you on its turn?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right, let me put a log on the sheet for you. Here, it is a log, and it's in medium range from the thing, if I can.
And as I keep getting closer to it, like I can see it looming, like almost above me or something like that. Like if I look up, you know, it's very large, right, or no?
Yeah, I mean, it's stunned, so it's not going anywhere right now.
Okay. Yeah. But I still, like, I see it kind of.
Yeah. You can, it's always, basically always visible. Here, let's put that there. Okay. So it's pretty much always visible to you. It's not going to go this turn. So it's going to be, it's going to be held. Okay. So let's get a roll, from you to get its attention, startled or otherwise. So I think in this case, you'll need to either hurt it, like either shoot it like Talra did, or make a like a deception check. Yeah, lay a false trail, distract an opponent through guile, that kind of thing.
I guess I'll just shoot it.
Yeah, you want to take a shot at it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So two purple dice, a black die, and one upgrade for your difficulty.
Two purple, a black.
And two a purple, red. Black, and an upgrade. So just put one in upgrade.
Yeah. Okay. Do I roll from the weapon page or from?
Yeah. Roll on the weapon itself.
Okay. I didn't add the heavy weapon yet, so I'm gonna use my light weapon.
Okay.
Any moment now.
Did you click it and it's not rolling for you? There it is. Okay. All right. So you fire at it, but you miss. Your shot goes wide, hits the tree, a mycelium stalk next to it, and there's a flash of fire. And the thing, it's still too distracted from its. You get another upgrade, actually. So because we forgot. I don't want to take away your crit, Talra. So re-roll and throw another upgrade on your side. Also, there's an upgrade on their side that needs to get applied.
Is there maybe like, are they standing under a tree or some vines or something I can shoot at instead?
It's all the same functionally, right? Like if you shoot at it or you shoot a vine, it's not going to be an easier roll. I guess it would be easier to hit it, but the thing that's going to get its attention the most is if you hit it directly.
Okay.
Yeah. So just make sure, let me take a look at your pool real quick.
So which one am I adding now? What's the extra one?
You need to upgrade one on both sides.
Which
in the number area. So
I need two upgrades on my side.
One upgrade on your side and one on the enemy side, because the adversary, and then one for you from Ko's action from Tala.
Oh, that's not what I was last time. I thought I had one upgrade.
No.
Okay, I guess I don't know.
Yeah, once you put upgrade in this little section that says upgrade 0.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, just put one. Yeah, there you go. And then one in the other side, and then you can.
Oh, okay, one more.
Yeah. There we go. That's the best possible result. There you go.
Why is it an upgrade on its side?
It's got a special ability called Adversary, and any attack on it is upgraded, but it doesn't matter because you crit. So. You can you take two strain because you're like out in the open and trying to get this big thing to pay attention to you, but you hit it for you guys are rolling really well. So 5, 6, 7, 8 damage minus its.
And you just jinxed this.
Okay, all right. So take some more damage, and you're able to spend that to crit it if you want to. I assume that you can spend it for something else. You can pass along another upgrade or whatever, but in this case, I think that's probably your best bet.
Like, so even though critting is a good bet, I mean, I didn't think we were going to try and kill this thing. I mean, I guess maybe this would make it more likely it'll die from the fall.
Well, I think we didn't count on it getting up to us so fucking fast.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was going to jump 3 ranges immediately.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna go for a crit then. How do I roll that?
I'm just checking what you need to add to the crit when you roll it, because these don't get rolled very often.
35.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you add 35 to it. I'm just gonna double check that. So, okay. Here we go. Critical injuries. Let's see. Each critical injury adds 10 to any subsequent check. So I can roll a D100 plus 10.
Okay, let me go back to roll 20.
Okay. I'll add it to the accolade. Yeah, 17? Okay. Yeah. All right. So 17 as a crit. I'll add another one here. Okay, it's distracted and stunned, but distracted again, perfect, right? I like that you're getting these ones that fit exactly what you want. So on its turn, it's staggered, it can't perform an action, and it's also very distracted by Gunner trying to get its attention, trying to distract it. So it's a distraction. Good work. Mm-hmm. Cool. Okay. So now any other person can go before it goes.
I would like to go near its leg. I have the torch.
Your cutting torch.
Yeah, the fusion cutter, because it ignores soak. Ignores 10 points of soak.
Yeah. And this thing has pretty heavy armor, so.
So that's what I'd like. I'd like to cut one of its legs off. So I'm gonna circle around to the flank of it.
Yep. And stick your thing into it. Okay. Awesome.
It's like a poor man's lightsaber.
It kind of is. It's a cutting torch. It has burn, breach, burn, sunder, and vicious.
Nice. So
if I score a critical hit, you're going to see some serious shit.
Cool. Okay. So melee attack on the accolade for you is going to be 2 purple dice, 1 black die, and 1 upgrade on their side.
Okay. 2 purple.
2 purple, 1 black, and 1 upgrade on the negative side.
Okay. Let's see here. Can I use? Oh, we have a light side point, right?
You have one. Yes, there's one left on your side.
Okay. Now, how do I? Because there's passive abilities, or excuse me, there's active abilities I have to use, like burn.
Yeah.
Like you trigger. Obviously, I can't disarm it.
You trigger active abilities by spending advantage points to do it. So when you roll, if you have advantage on top of your hit, you can spend them. Burn cost 2.
Oh, okay. So I have to have 2 advantage points plus
2 advantage and a hit. Yeah.
Oh God. Okay. All right. Does anyone object to me using a light side point for this?
No. Go for it.
Go ahead, buddy.
All right.
All right.
And so put 1 upgrade on your side, and then click on your weapon. You'll see what happens.
Coming. Cut this leg off. Let's go. Shit!
You screw this up, no more light side points for you.
So I think what happens is you come over and get ready to attack it, and then there's a sputtering sound. There's like a and your torch just goes off as you like punch it in the leg. You're like, clunk. And it's there's some kind of like malfunction with the heat, and it's like or the moisture, and your fusion torch just sputtered out for a second and blonk, and he was like punched.
I just love it. Like, I got this whole cool setup, and then it just
awesome.
So Talra immediately kind of hits his comms, and he goes, "Kes, we're gonna need to talk about your droid when we get back."
Mark okay. Amazon looking for another one.
Exactly.
You're like on Google, Space Google. Like,
huh. Like Google Glass.
Yeah. We just pan over. Kes is just on her phone. Like, yeah, no. So it has two working weapons. Oh, that's great. Is there a warranty on these? Or
didn't seal them properly. I'm returning it.
Okay, great. So now Kes and Talra, the two of you can go. It skips its turn, so all four of you go, but Kes and Talra both have to go before the beginning of next turn.
Okay, I'll go ahead and take another shot at it. Okay. But this time I'm not aiming because, well, it says once per round, so can I use
my... Yeah, this is a new round, so yeah, okay. You definitely can. Cool. So, for you it'll be the same roll. It's one... you're at short range, so it's one purple die, one black die, one upgrade, and then on your side you've got one blue die and one upgrade.
Okay, so there is an upgrade on the Acklay side, right?
Yes, the Acklay has one upgrade.
Cool, and one black and one purple.
Yeah, one black, one purple, one upgrade. You've got one upgrade, one blue. Yeah, you're gold. All right, rock and roll. Okay, so you miss, but you generate four advantage, which you can spend, and you can tell me how you, in not hitting it, what you do with the advantage. So you can spend three of those advantage to negate its defense bonus until the end of the next round, which is kind of big. You can gain defense for yourself, so you can do suppressing fire. You can perform an immediate maneuver with two of those if you want to. You could recover strain. You got lots of options. You can also pass along advantage to someone else. So it's less that you're like trying to kill the thing and more you're distracting or annoying or like suppressing it in some way. So how do you want to spend those?
So if I use three to negate its, you said it was its defense, or
yeah, it's got one defense die. That's that black die I keep making you add. Mm-hmm. So you could ignore that. You could basically damage its armor for a turn.
Well, for the rest of the round, so it'd be the next three people.
Yeah.
Okay, and then can I use the last one then to pass an advantage to like Ko or someone else? Okay, cool. I'll do that.
Okay, perfect. And then you have one left over, so you can. Or was it three? No, it's three. Yeah, three and one.
Three
okay.
For the black die, yeah, and then one for Talra.
Perfect. Okay, cool. So Talra, you can go. You have a boost die from Kes. And what does that look like, Kes? Like, what is your? How do you pass advantage and negate its armor?
Well, you said I missed it, right?
I mean, you can still hit it. You don't do it any damage. Oh, so you can describe it however you want.
Okay. So I took my shot and I was, you know, it was like perfectly planned, but as my droid bounces off its leg, it moved real quick. My shot glances off of its the back of its crustacean head. Mm-hmm. So it, you know, it's surprised by being shot from behind and attacked from both directions at the same time. Mm-hmm. So it didn't actually hurt him, unfortunately.
Cool. Yeah. And it's maybe it's not thinking as much about protecting its like softer, like undershell. And it's not doing as good a job. So it like kind of gets up. It's trying to be bigger and scarier. So it like lifts up on its legs and straightens its legs a little bit. But that exposes more of its like underbelly, and you're going to be able to hit it, better and ignore its armor. So Talra, it's your turn. This thing is like up and looming over you and making a combination of terrified and angry noises.
So I was probably going to do something else, maybe try to run, maybe try to help Gunner, but I see this opportunity Kess has given me, and there's no way I can't take it. So I just plant my feet, and I aim right for the area that I think is most exposed and take a shot. Boom!
Okay, cool. So make a make a roll. You're going to get a boost die. One blue. Okay. It's going to be at short range, so it's one purple die.
One purple.
One upgrade on its side.
On the right side.
Yeah, on the right side. Normally, it would have a black die, but it doesn't.
Yep.
Okay. So so it should be it. You'll just be end up rolling against one purple die, or one red die in the end.
Great. And then you have your... was because I didn't move?
Your blue die is because Kess helped you. Now, if you want to take a turn to aim, you can throw another blue die if you don't move.
Yeah, I'm not going to move this round. Because okay. Yeah, okay, great.
Yeah, so throw another blue die on there.
Perfect. All right. And then roll ahead?
Yeah, roll your weapon.
Here we go.
Okay. So same thing. You can't hurt the thing. You can't get a solid shot on it, but you have all this advantage to pass along. Its armor is already negated. So what do you want to do with your advantage?
So the next round is when we're finally going to get to see Gunner and Actor plan, or his plan, right?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Once it goes, it's gonna chase after Gunner.
In the interest of going for this one shot, I want to pass as much advantage as I can to Gunner
to try
to make this work.
So it's not going to get to go unless you all skip your actions, because it goes in the middle. So you're at the end. There's going to be two more PCs after you, and then it goes. And part of the plan was to chase it up onto the log, so the log would break and it would tumble down into the ravine. So if you pass that advantage along, it goes on to the allied character's next check. So Gunner might not actually be doing anything yet.
Okay. Okay. So, well, let's see. In that case, what would be my options? I have one strain, so I can use one to do that, right?
Yes, you can recover your strain. Okay. And then with the other three, you can gain a defense for yourself. It's defense bonus is already negated, so you could extend that one more turn. Or at the end of the current round, so that wouldn't help you. You can penalize it. You can add a black die to its next check for two.
And then what? Okay, so let's use one for stress or for strain. Yeah. So I'll reduce that.
Okay.
Let's use two to add a black die for the other one.
Okay.
And then what could my last one be used for since I'm at the end of the turn?
Adding one blue die to the next allied active character's check.
Let's do that. Perfect. Okay.
All right, great. So what does that look like for you? You don't hurt it, but you saw Kess create this big opening for you. You can put keep the pressure on. What do you want to do?
So after I went up and I kind of stood there, saw the opportunity, I took the shot. And at that point, I just kind of realized that it didn't do a lot, but that we're still kind of in a good position. And I just kind of plant my feet and keep staring at it, kind of waiting to see how it's going to react.
Right, not backing off to its threat display, just being like, fuck you.
Exactly. Yeah, just kind of,
That's awesome. It's so confused right now because it's it's huge and scary and waving its claws at you and you should be running away. But instead, you just stand there and shoot at it.
I'm a Bothan. I've accepted death. So this is all part of the whole thing, so.
Good. Okay. Excellent. All right. So who goes next? There's one character before it kind of halfway flees and goes after what it thinks is going to be an easy target, which is Gunner. So who's going to go?
Can Zed hit his,
try again.
Yeah, I can try again. I know. I mean, it's not it's just one little time. It was just a little moisture. I had to shake out the liquid, and I'm ready to go again.
It's fine, man. You can't get your torch lit in a moment of pressure. It happens to every droid. That's how it goes.
Well, I'd love to have that advantage because I mean, just ignoring soak is it's so key for this guy.
Okay. Yeah, it totally is. Yeah, being able to cut through its armor. So on this roll, you got one. You got one boost die from Talra. You are ignoring its soak, which is fine, whatever. It has no defense, so you're just going to roll against two purple dice and one upgrade on its side.
Okay. Let's see. So I got one blue, two purples, and one upgrade on the other side.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. Oh, come on. Let me do something cool.
See, welcome to me, the episode, the first episode.
Yep.
The torch lights. Hey, you hit it. Nice. Now you can't use burn on it. You take a point of strain.
That's fine.
And you do hit it. You hit it for 6 damage.
Yep.
Now how much breach ignores like 10 soak, right?
Yep.
Nice. Okay. So it gets mad. Like, you heard it really bad. The blasters that were hitting it before was like, it was concussive, right? It was like knocking it around inside its shell. But this, right. you punch a hole. You basically just put the torch into its leg, and steam and boiling insect innard just like pour out. And it pulls its claw away from you, maybe like knocks you back, and turns. And it does that kind of like clicky, like turning on its legs, like thing, and turns around completely towards you, like screaming in pain and anger. And like one of its it pulls that like one leg up and like doesn't put it on the ground when it turns, and it's kind of holding it up near its body. And it brings its head down and like snaps its jaws open, and there's like spit dripping off them, and it just like screams in your face like as loud as it can.
Yeah.
I have its attention.
Yes, it's very mad.
Are you coming across this vine with me?
So now you can move, and you know, if you don't like disengage and start running, it's just gonna bash you to pieces, because now it's like, oh, this little monster really hurt me. It's not paying attention to Gunner anymore, so now you have to be the one to run.
Okay. So I'm just trying to think of like the best way I could do this. Okay, what I'm going to attempt to do is run, like maybe not run, but like kind of strafe in a semicircle, so these guys are sure to have its back.
Yeah, okay.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, so that makes sense.
It'll be facing me, and they'll be directly behind it, so it'll have to turn all the way around to get them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're engaged now to it. You need to spend a maneuver to disengage, and then you need to, if you want to keep running, you can spend strain, and that'll let you move part of the move between long and medium. You can start to flee.
Well, I don't necessarily want to disengage from the thing.
Okay. Yeah, you just want to kind of like move around.
Yep. Just kind of position myself so they have an advantage to blasting it again, or doing whatever, or the vibro sword like has a good cut or something.
Oh, okay. So do you want, see how they're laid out here? Is that what you were thinking? Or do you want to put Gunner at the back? You can also, we could rotate it so it's like more like where, how it was, where the Gunner is kind of at its side. Gunner, you're seeing that it doesn't care about you. You're going to probably have to like run and jump onto it if you want to engage, because it's distracted by,
No, it's fine. I had another plan too. I just feel like we're going to waste this fine log vine.
It is a beautiful log.
It's just, yeah. It really wants someone to run across it, you know?
All right, cool.
Yeah, no, that's so good. That's good like that. Yep. I'll have it facing me, those two at the back, and a Gunner kind of on the side.
Okay. The Ackley is going to attack you now.
I'm ready. Bring it.
Yeah, it's screaming, and it's got its claws up, and it's just like time to go. It's done being stunned, and now it's going to gonna attack.
Was I supposed to get a turn too, though?
There's one left before. Yeah, you can go. So it looks like it's gonna attack him. So you can do that before, and then we'll go on to the
episode. Okay.
What do you want to do?
So I'm standing by the log, vine thing, expertly vined log. And like, I see what's going on. I see that now his attention is on Zed. So I kind of like, I start getting this like battle theme music stuck in my head. And I start lifting myself up out of the brush.
Yeah.
And I start like taking my sword out, and I start picking my face. And I start like running straight to it, straight towards it, with my sword out. And I kind of like kick back and slide under it with my sword up. So I'm cutting all along its belly.
Sword. Okay. All right. So, you got to move from medium to long, which takes 2 maneuvers. And then,
one more strain.
And then you can use a strain to maneuver into engaged, but you won't get to attack this turn. Now, after it goes, you can go immediately and attack and like finish your slide. This is all the run and the slide underneath. And then on your next turn, you'll be able to attack. Does that sound
like good? I'm ready to make the roll next turn.
Okay, perfect. All right, so you charge in and slide underneath. And this is as it rears up and like brings its claws down towards Zeke. Let me roll for this thing.
Yes.
So you don't have any defense. It doesn't have any bonuses or penalties. It has one black die for its next action, right? Because of Talra. So it's got one black die I have to add. I am going to spend a dark side point for an upgrade.
I figured.
So let's do one upgrade here on the good side for me. And then I can roll its weapon.
Big fail. Big fail.
All right. Let's see what we got. Claws and teeth. Here it comes. How do we do? All right. I hit. I got some advantage. So you take some damage. What's your soak?
3.
Okay. Let me check what Pierce does. Pierce ignores 1 point of soak for each rating of Pierce. So it ignores 2 of your 3 soak.
So 1 soak then.
Yeah, you take 8, 9, 10. So it's 10 total damage. So you take 9 damage. And it's one shy of a crit. Hold on. I didn't add the difficulty dice. I did what you guys do all the time. Let me re-roll that. It may not hurt you. Or it might get worse. Yeah, this might get worse. Let me re-roll that. Sorry, everybody. Here we go. How do we do this time? Okay.
So
still a hit. Yeah, still a hit. It's one less damage, and it takes a strain instead of getting an advantage. So, yeah, comes down to you with the claws. Pushes you to the ground and like slams you with them a couple of times. So mark that damage on your wound threshold. You're still below your threshold.
Right. How many total damage?
It would be 8. It'd be 8. Okay. 8 total. Got wounds. It. You take 8 wounds. And then Gunnar, why don't we have you make your attack roll, right? Because you wanted to do that.
Is there any way I can grab some advantage dice from other people?
You could let someone else go first.
I think that might be best.
Okay. So you're diving in slow motion.
Yeah, man, I'm just right there.
Okay.
Battle music's still going in my head. Super slow down.
Okay. So who's gonna go then? Who do you want to set you up?
Who was doing all the stunning?
Well, Kess and Talra have had this thing on the ropes for the last round.
Oh, they're one of them's perfect.
I guess I'll just take another shot at it.
Okay. Yeah. You're all just like around it, firing at it.
Yeah, I'll use my true aim again.
Okay. So you're gonna have an upgraded difficulty because Gunnar and Zeke are both in melee with it. Right. So the difficulty is gonna be 1 purple, 2 upgrades on the negative side, and then you're going to aim, so make sure you add your 1 blue and 1 upgrade on your side.
1 blue, 1 upgrade. Got it.
Okay. Nice. All right. So you take some strain, but you hit it.
Okay.
4, let's see, 6, 7, 8, 9, minus its soak. And have no advantage to pass along, unfortunately. Talra, do you guys want to have Talra give it a shot?
Yep.
Sure. I'll take another shot.
Okay, so same thing. It's 1 purple, 1 purple, 2 upgrades, and you're aiming, so 1 blue on your side, and then your normal attack.
1 blue, and then on the right side, 1 purple, and 2 upgrades.
2 upgrades, yeah.
Ouch. All right, here we go.
Okay, you don't hurt it, but you get to pass along an advantage die to Gunner. So let me just check how many wounds it has left. 9. Okay. There's actually a pretty good chance that if Gunner rolls well, Gunner could kill it. So let's see if that happens. Gunner, you've got an advantage die. The difficulty is 2 purple with 1 upgrade. And you can spend a destiny point if you'd like.
Okay. And no black?
No, because its armor is still negated. This will be the last action before it gets its armor back.
Okay, so I have an upgrade, not a blue dice.
No, you have a blue die from Talra. Yeah, one boost. Yeah.
And no upgrade.
You can use a light side point.
You can use a light side point to get an upgrade if you want one.
Okay, yeah. So I'll
wicked.
Use an there you go. Upgrade. There you
go. Perfect.
Okay.
Oh, just waiting. Come on, baby.
All lined up.
I just picture Supernatural when he like gets that dog.
Fucking flying in there.
Yep.
There it is. Awesome.
Boom!
Okay. So it's pierced 2. So that means it goes down 2. Yeah, you have exactly as many hits as you needed. One less you wouldn't have killed it. So what does that look like? So it's all being blasted from all sides. It's like roaring and like it's got Zeke like under its claws. It's surrounded by enemies, and then you just come running in and slide underneath. And,
you know when Han keeps Luke warm by sliding up on that one thing and the entrails just start coming out? Yeah, as I'm just sliding through it, like all the entrails are coming up, still sliding forwards. And then I like jump to my, like I get on my knees and then I jump up. And then just like put the nail in the coffin, I drive my sword upwards into its jaw.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it like totters and falls over sideways and there's a big pile of steaming crustacean guts lying next to it.
Well, and if you like drive the sword up through its jaw, that means you're standing like right in front of me now. Yeah. So I have to look at you and go,
that was a tad dramatic.
What I was trained expertly in.
Expertly trained.
Awesome. Cool. Well, let's make that'll be the final scene, right? Of like you cutting it open, and we get kind of a long pan back of the group of you standing, like looking a little bedraggled, and like smoke from the thing's blasted carapace, like trailing up out of the jungle. And we kind of like pull back, and we see the city in the distance. And in the next session, we'll
the baby Ackley is just like sadly walking away.
I think they flee. I think they run away. Like when she like
Mother's Day. Off.
Yeah,
they all died of starvation.
Sons and rebels,
alone and cold.
Yeah, exactly. That's the title that pops up before the credits roll. It's like Happy Mother's Day from the rebellion. Nice, Dan. That's awesome. then we fade out on the Rebel Alliance symbol covered in blood. Cool. Well, good work, everybody. You killed an Ackley. I was pretty sure it was going to chew you up, but you did a great job. So nice work.
Yep.
Killing an Ackley. You didn't even need a rocket launcher like those cheaters in the Empire.
Couple of crits, though. That was good shit.
Would it have tried to follow me over the log, or would it just like stood there?
If Zeke hadn't hurt it as bad as he did, it definitely would have chased you up onto the log.
And then it would have fallen.
Yeah, and the log would have broken. And it was a great plan. But
oh, no, it's okay. The log's still there. That's all that matters. We'll use it again another day, you know?
Yeah.
Now we have a backup trap. Exactly. Let's just stay in this area.
Perfect. You all crawl up inside it and make crab cakes. Cool. All right. Well, let's do some shout outs, shall we? And we'll call it a Star War. We'll just go around. Why don't you start, Co?
Absolutely. Well, as always, a huge thank you to Anne, Caitlin, Zeke, and the amazing Adam for a huge amount of fun today. We did it. It was fantastic. Team Rebel definitely on the way to winning. No question. Anyway, I'm Co Carnage. You can find me at twitch.tv/CoCarnage. Got a whole bunch of games coming up. Got Doom Uncharted 4, the Fallout 4 DLC, and we're currently doing a St. Jude charity month. So stop by if you want to help support curing cancer in kids. Always a good thing. Anyway, as always, a big thanks to my cast. Big thank you to JP for hosting the events. And yeah. Hope to see you guys later. Have a good one.
Cool, cool. Zeke, how about you go?
Yo! My name is Zeke the Third. I don't know if they have the... Nope, no 4R in this one. Okay. Ezekiel the Third, Ezekiel_II. That's Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube if you want to follow me any of those places. I want to give a huge thank you to Adam for putting this together. It's been a blast. Also, thank you to Caitlin Ammunition and Co Carnage. for being along for the ride. I'm having so much fun playing this. After this, I will be booting up some Black Wake. Going to play some Black Wake with my boy Bike Man. And then after that is over, I will be going on over to 8-Bit Homo's channel for his 24-hour marathon. Going to play some group games with him. Cool. So I'll catch you there.
Good stuff. Caitlin?
Hi, I'm Caitlin. I'm a professional StarCraft player. Now playing a bunch of like really old games. So I'm going to start playing Metal Gear Solid 3. I think on Monday is when I'll start it. And until then, I'll just like play some Overwatch, you know, play some other stuff. But then Metal Gear Solid 3, and then 4, and then 5.
So solid. Such yep. gears.
Oh, and I'm going to stream right after this if you want to come watch.
Cool, cool. All right. Well, that leaves you, Ann. What you got?
Hi, guys. I'm Ammunition. I'm a variety streamer. I've been playing a lot of Overwatch lately. I'm not going to be streaming after this, so go check out one of the other people who are going to be streaming. But I might be trying to stream some Overwatch tomorrow since the beta ends on Monday. Definitely going to pick up some Uncharted 4 on Monday, which I'm excited for. And then I'll be playing The Witcher 3 until Overwatch comes back. So if you guys like any of those games, come check out my channel. Thanks, Adam, for not killing us with an accolade. And thanks, Caitlin, Zeke, and Co, of course, for having a good show today. Thanks, JP. That's about it.
Cool, cool. Well, I'm Adam Coble. You can hit me up on Twitter at SkinnyGhost or twitch.tv/AdamCoble, or just like come back here tomorrow at like exactly the same time. I'm getting my Dr. Grigori on for the West Marches. So definitely come back and check that out. I started a thread over on JP's subreddit. If you have questions about today's episode or you want to yell at me about rules that I fucked up, I love it. Just do it with a page reference. If you don't do it with a page reference, I will ignore you. But actually, because we're early into a new system, it's really helpful having people be like, oh, actually, this rule works that way. So if you notice something, let me know. I won't screw it up next time. I really like Star Wars. I like playing Star Wars games, and I like playing Star Wars games with all of you. So thanks for coming.
Aww.
And we will see you in, I assume, 2 weeks-ish for the next Lightside episode of Balance of Power. Thanks for coming, everybody. Later.